Deerhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
Good morning and welcome in. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you being here. Miss Diane today. Kevin was here, so that's different. I'm just kidding, Kevin. It's great to see you again. It's always good conversation. Anyway, welcome in. This is Gearhead Radio. Phone lines are open. 805-238-5775. 805-238-KPRL. Do you still have those letters on the numbers? Do you still know how to do that if you dialed KPRL? The old rotary phones, the old touchscreen. The T9. Remember T9 texting? That was fun. What happened to the good old days, you know? It's like, why is everything gotta keep changing? I guess it's all for the better. Not all of it, but most of it. Speaking of changes, make a hard shift here. So we have the big event going on at the Estrella Warbird Museum today. Kevin was nice enough to announce that as well. So not only will Diane be there, but I'm going to be there. But there's about 30 or so far, vehicles on site, plus a whole community of people that are putting this thing together. Absolutely fantastic. I am like blown away by how everyone has stepped up and stepped up in a huge way individually. We have, you know, parking attendants. We have a whole volunteer group of people parking cars, whole volunteer people doing the barbecue, the silent auction, the 50-50 raffle. We even have an information booth. Someone you can walk up, and it's all volunteers. So if you go there today, keep that in mind. Everyone there is not making $1. And every dollar is going towards helping Mara rebuild. Now, you might be asking yourself, what are we talking about? Who's Mara? What's a Paso Robles auto wrecking? So if you're familiar with the area, there's a wrecking yard out on Highway 101 going northbound on the right-hand side or the east side of 101. There's also another wrecking yard across the highway, but this is the one on the east side. Her name's Mara, and she owns Paso Robles auto wrecking. A few months back, I guess it's more than a few months now, because it seems like every minute, 3 months go by. But regardless of that, a few months back, the building burnt down. It's completely gone. Now, the wrecking yard is still there. There's still cars there, but her main building burnt down. And there was some vandalism, I guess you'd call it, but the insurance company is not covering this. So it's all out of her pocket. And not only is it all out of her pocket to rebuild, but she's getting hit every time she turns around. We were just having a conversation about the EPA coming down and actually fining her for the air pollution because of the building burning down. So not only has she lost everything, but months after the fact, she's getting hit up by more and more agencies for more and more fines, for more absurd and ridiculous things. As if she doesn't need to pour, they need to pour more salt to the wound, right? So this is what this event's all about. $15 to get yourself a tri-tip sandwich and a soda and a bag of chips. If you don't go for nothing else, you can go down there and get yourself the cheapest meal you probably had since 2019. I don't know if you can feed yourself for $15 with some good home-cooked tri-tip. All donated by Napa. Tom over at Rainbow Auto Body, he's the one doing all the grilling on the grill. Huge staff of people behind him, volunteers stepping up to help put all that, expedite that together. I'm telling you, this is going to be the event you're not going to want to miss. Car show, free to get in. It is free to get in and walk around. Now, we are asking $45 if you want to register your car. You got about an hour to get your car down there and get registered. So they are doing day of registration. Just set all that up before I left, came here. We have two lines going, one for pre-registration, the other one for day of registration. So if you want to get your car down there, get out in the garage, get it fired up, put AM 1230 on your radio, listen to me on the way out there. We'll get you set up. Get in. It's $45 to enter your car. Is it a donation? So if you want to give more, fantastic. If you can only do less, that's okay too. So it's a donation. That's what this is all about. The silent auction, a friend of mine, you might know him as Ron Capps. He's an old local. He is donating a VIP package. So you get to go to Pomona or Sonoma, watch the NHRA. This is the drag racing. This is when you go in a straight line, not the circle one. 330 miles an hour in 3-point-something seconds. Really cool. But not only do you get the races and you get VIP treatment, but you get to hang out with him all day. Meaning when he takes lunch, you get to go sit down and talk to him about his race. You'll get to watch him completely rebuild the engine. So they tear these things down all the way to the block, rebuild them, fire them up. You'll sit right there pit side, watch the whole process. You can spend a whole day with him, you and a friend. I mean, talk about an awesome VIP treatment that was donated by Ron Cap. So that's in the silent auction. You don't want to come down a bit on that. Tons of cool auto part furniture, I guess you'd call it. Lots of wine and alcoholic beverages that are being donated that you can get, you know, it's a silent auction. So who knows what you might walk away with a steal. Local auto repair shops have stepped up, giving away smog checks, oil changes, services. I mean, there's 5 or 6 tables, 10-foot tables laid out with just tons of awesome, awesome goodies that you can bid on. So you're going to want to go down there and check it out. I'll be your MC for the day. So if you hear my voice, it's because I am there and I'll be there announcing as soon as I leave here. So you get to listen to me not only for this hour, but for the next 3 hours after that. So I don't mean to discourage you, but I'll be there on the mic. So it's going to be a good time. Go do that. Get whatever you got to get done so you can get out there. It starts officially at 11. Food should be getting served by then, if all goes well. What else we got? Trophies. We got trophies for car shows as well. So we had Kyle Hogue from Taps and John Waterfield put some really awesome trophies together. I think we have enough trophies we can give everyone a participation trophy. So it's everybody gets a prize. Anyway, check it out. We'll move on to the show for now. I'll come back to this in a little bit. So if you are having any issues with your vehicle or you want to talk about anything, or if you have a question about the event, 805-238-5775, give me a call. Let's get into some weather because we have some changes going on. And as October seasonally is in this great county, it's a sweater in the morning and t-shirts and shorts kind of afternoon. That's what's going on all week. Today is going to be 85, it looks like. So it's going to be warm today. Partly cloudy, so maybe a little bit of cloud coverage to, you know, not have to find shelter, I guess you'd call it, right? All through the rest of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, in the low 60s. I'm sorry, the low 70s. So high 60s, low 70s, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And it looks like next Saturday, we have some morning showers coming in. So I don't know if this is going to be a trend. We're starting to finally get some rain in the forecast, but 70 and morning showers next Saturday. So what does that mean? It means go get your windshield wipers checked. Right? I've said this so many times, like the worst thing to do is when your wipers and the rubber gets all hard and then you have this light rain. It's the light rain that's the worst because you're heading down the highway and you got all that grime and stuff from the road and it's kicking up and you try to put your windshield up and it just streaks and it smears and then you go to hit your washer and your washer fluid's empty because you haven't got your vehicle maintenance in 8 months and it's just a total disaster. Can't see anything. You're wondering what's going on. Well, not to mention the damage you're doing to your windshield too. I mean, that's all that grit and it's just scratching that windshield. It's not good. You know what's an amazing thing is when you put a brand new windshield in your vehicle. When you've had a car for like 10 or 15 years and then you get a crack or a chip or something like that, it's going to be replaced. And you're, wow, holy. It reminds me of that show with Magoo. You know what I'm talking about? He had the really, really thick glasses. Or no, he didn't. He didn't have glasses, but he couldn't see nothing, right? Mr. Magoo, he was blind, and he would just scare the hell out of everybody driving around. So they put a windshield in that had his prescription in the windshield, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, I can see. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like that. Oh, I love those shows. But yes, make sure you start getting ready for this winter driving. And one of the things is the cold snap, because it does look like we're getting down into freezing temps as a low. In fact, Tuesday, we're looking at 36 as a low. And I think that's more important than really what's going on the rest of the day, because as your vehicle's sitting there, if your battery is, say, 3 years old, because that's all you get nowadays is 2 to 3 years out of these batteries, when we get down to that 32 degrees and we're starting to get into that freezing temp, that glycol in there, that the water, the distilled water that's in your battery, if it's a flooded acid battery, that changes the chemistry in there once you hit that freezing point. And that one cold snap could kill the battery. That means you're running late for work. That means you're asking your neighbor for a jump start. It means you're looking for those jumper cables. You don't know where the hell you put them. So keep that in mind. If you haven't had your battery tested in the last 2 years, it's time to at least get it tested. Now, that is part of what we do when we do vehicle inspections. Every vehicle that comes in, we do a complete digital vehicle inspection, meaning everything that we find gets logged digitally with pictures and videos and all that stuff, and it's sent to you through an email. Now, we also do that complimentary if we conduct any other repairs. So to try to help these vehicle inspections and make sure you're not stuck on the side of the road, we are waiving that inspection cost. But if you don't want to go to a shop and you really want to do it yourself, when I get back after the break here, I'll give you some really great tips on tools that you can go buy fairly inexpensively so you can test that battery yourself. I've got some other stuff for you too, so don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
I am Central Coast attorney Dave Derringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers 6 wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Pass the Robles.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park, Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
All right, and welcome back. You are tuned into Gearhead Radio with your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. We are located right here in Paso Robles, taking care of your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. What does that mean? Well, most vehicles that you drive every day would be your daily commuter. And then your weekend cruiser, we're assuming that's your classic or your hot rod. So we do have a little bit of everything we can help you take care of you with. So good morning. You're on Gearhead Radio.
Hi, good morning. I heard about, what was it, the EPA fined the wrecking yard?
Yes, from what I understand, there was a meeting that she attended that had something to do with the Air Pollution Board.
Yeah.
I don't know the specifics, so forgive me if I speak out of line, I guess is what they say. But from what I understand, yes, there was, being that the building burnt down, there was air pollution, and so she's in an active meeting with that process.
Well, yeah, I mean, wondering, if my house or my garage burnt down, I'm not going to be involved with the EPA, or is it what you have stored there that may have burnt?
Yeah, I think that's a big one. I was talking to Kevin here before he just walked out, and that's what we were talking about too. Was we're like, well, what is exact, like? So I'm going to find out more specifics as well. So I brought that up because I thought it was really interesting, because obviously I've never been involved in that, and I hope a whole lot of other people don't have to experience that situation. But it's all these things that kind of start popping up after the fact that you're like, well, wait a second here, why are we rubbing salt into the wound? What's the so? It was very appalling, but also very interesting to me, right? Like, what exactly are we talking about here? Why is, like...
No, it's exactly how it hit me. I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm going, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
EPA?
Yeah.
And also, one other thing you mentioned, her insurance didn't cover the damage?
No, so there was some, I guess you'd call it vandalism. There was some wiring, there were some vagrants on the property that had got it in that night or the night before and got into the panel. They ripped the cover off, and they had put some wiring in there to, I don't know, charge their phone, probably, who knows what they were doing. And that's what they found. They found the wiring. And so obviously they call that malicious or whatever they call it. And so that's the story.
And that invalidates your insurance because of vandals? I mean, come on.
Right, what's the point of insurance, you know? And it's like the I think like most insurance are dropping right now. I think State Farm, I just heard, was moving out of California. And it's almost impossible to get auto insurance. If you drop your auto insurance provider right now, there really isn't any options. No one's taking on new clients. Right? It's the same thing with housing insurance as well, right? All this insurance is like going up. You know, these premiums are going up, but you haven't taken a claim out, you know, and I've heard from multiple people and my insurance provider as well. I was talking about putting a claim out and she said, well, you might as well. I said, well, I don't want my premium to go up. I'd rather just, like we all do, I'd rather just pay out of pocket than have my insurance go up. She said, well, it's going up anyway. For what? She said, it's just going up. So you might as well take your claim. It's like, really? So
that sounds a little strange.
Yeah, it is. It always sounds strange.
That's true. I'm getting older, and everything is just amazing to me, honestly.
I feel like in my, you know, younger generation, I have a hard time with thinking like that, right? But I feel like we're moving a little faster than it did maybe 30 or 40 years ago. And so we're getting into our earlier mid-40s and we're sounding like, you know, like we've been through it, you know. It just seems like it's moved a little bit faster
really,
in the last 10
I'm
years.
I'm really up there.
Yeah.
I'm 81 years old and I can't believe it.
Yeah. Well, at about half that, I'm at the point where I'm not believing it either. And I'm like, is this how everyone felt when they hit... when they got into their 40s, or is it just our generation?
No, at that age, I was still chomping at the bit. It took me into my 60s before I started thinking about things, you know.
And I guess that's my point. I just feel like there's so much changing now that you can't help but get a little resentful and a little bitter about it. Like the younger you get, right? And it's almost like they've taken away that passion to chomp at the bit, because it's like, what are we doing this for, right? And I don't mean to go down, you know, doom and gloom here, but it's like when you start hearing these things and then we're putting this big show on and trying to give back as much as we can, And then we're realizing just like the amount of people, fantastic people that have come together to put this thing. I mean, we have close to 30 different volunteers with eight different business owners that are putting, and it's like we just this tiny little dent we're putting into it. And like, wow, they've just made it so hard to not only like get there, but to even rebuild once you lose it all. Like, what are we supposed to do here?
You know, I think it's really great what you guys are doing. I mean, what I've heard, I'm familiar with that wrecking yard. And
all we can do is just keep pushing, you know, like as much as it keeps breaking you down, like, well, if we can make a small dent, I'm okay with it.
Well, you think about where I came from. When I started driving, you had a column shift, 3-speed, clutch, and no turn signals. You put your arm out the window and did your signals. That's how I started driving.
Yeah, no seatbelt tickets.
Oh, there was no seatbelts.
Right.
I didn't know what seatbelts were.
Right. Yeah.
No. That's cool. Thought about it. We're just happy to have the car rolling, you know, brakes working.
Right.
Well, anyway, I just thought I'd call in and find out a little more about that. That's weird, though, that the insurance wouldn't cover it. I wonder if they had thought about filing a lawsuit against the insurance company.
Well, I'm sure that might be an option, but again, that takes the capital to do that, right? And as much as we need attorneys, I just every day that I don't have to talk to an attorney, I'm a happy guy, right? So. Not to say anything bad about them. You know, we need them, but also, man.
No, my experience with attorneys isn't a good one. So
haven't heard a good one yet. But
no, all it is they cost a lot of money. That's what I ran into.
Yep.
Oh, anyway, well, you guys have a good day.
And hey, thanks.
Maybe somebody else will call him with something interesting.
Appreciate the call. Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye. So again, if you're just tuning in, Pass Robles Auto Wrecking burnt down a few months back. We're putting on a big benefit barbecue car show fundraiser at the Estrella Warbird Museum today from 11 to 4. You got about 30 more minutes to get your car down there if you want to enter it. We are asking for a $45 donation if you want to enter your vehicle. If not, you can come down. It's free to get in. So I want to make sure I make that clear. It's $45 to enter your car, but free to get in and walk around. Check out the silent auction. Donate some money. Buy a tri-tip sandwich. Come up and just go give Mara a hug, right? Like anything you can do helps. Good morning. You're on Gearhead Radio.
Hey, yeah, about attorneys.
Yeah, what do we got?
You ever notice how attorneys and doctors can practice? Hang a shingle on their door saying, I'm practicing medicine or
right.
I'm practicing law.
That's right.
But you as a mechanic, tell your customer that you're going to practice on their car.
You know what?
They run so fast, right?
What if, I mean, that is a fantastic analogy that you bring up. And it's actually one that I've tried really hard to push at our shop and let the guys know that that is what we're doing. Cause every day we are practicing, we're seeing a new problem. We're seeing, I had a 2020 F-350 come in with 200,000 miles, like 195,000 miles on it. Like no one has seen that, right? Like the issues that vehicle is going to have, no one has seen. So there's no way we could say we're an expert at it, but we are going to practice that. But no, you're right. When you say it as a sales presentation, it doesn't go over very well. But to help the guys, you know, anxiety, I tell them it's okay. We're practicing this, like right. We're testing. We're analyzing. That's what we're doing. But no, it's a fantastic point.
Well, yeah, I had a cousin that was a chiropractor, and I told her a long time ago. I said, listen. I said, you guys, as chiropractors or doctors, you're working on the same model. Nothing. Everybody has the same organs, pretty much. I mean, other than some anomaly, you know, some birth defects and things. But I said, what we're working on, it changes every 6 months.
That's true.
Right?
Yep.
Anyway. Yeah.
I love it.
She's brought that up to me, and years later, she says, I'll always remember when you told me that. Anyway, yeah.
I love it, man. Thanks. Appreciate that. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, practicing medicine. Yeah, that's... I don't want to put a negative connotation on that, right? Like, I could never be a doctor or a surgeon. I don't think that's for me. That's not... Like, I don't like... particularly fond of waiters is, you know, like have a waiting room and, you know, a vehicle comes in with a problem and then the stress and anxiety of someone waiting there for you to give them an answer just adds pressure to the whole situation that doesn't need to be there, you know. And it's really difficult if you're, I would imagine, if you're a surgeon, if you didn't want the patient there waiting. I don't know how you would do that. So I don't think it's for me. Anyway, I got to take another break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. See their online specials at aceautocare.com.
Fox News, I'm Jack Callahan. Israel staging its largest attack ever on Iran overnight. Launching airstrikes on air defense systems and missile production sites in Iran.
We demonstrated today that we have both the capability and the resolve to act decisively. And we are prepared on offense and defense to defend the state of Israel and the people of Israel.
IDF spokesman Admiral Daniel Hagari, former President Trump, very late for a rally in Michigan last night after his Joe Rogan podcast interview ran 3 hours. He told the crowd in Traverse City,
I'm not canceling this. No way. We never even. So I apologize, but you know, it's all about winning. We got to win, and we did some things today that will help us win.
Both he and Vice President Harris campaign in Michigan today. America is listening to Fox News.
Let's go to the Eagle Energy Country Store.
You mean the big 76 at the corner there at Golden Hill Road and Highway 46?
Yes!
I want a sliced puppy.
I want a chicken bacon wrap.
I want a milkshake.
What's new at Eagle Energy Country Store Deli, you may ask?
Have you seen our $5 combo? For $5 out the door, you can get a heck of a meal deal.
You choose between a mini chicken wrap, two corn dogs, or three chicken strips.
And then it comes with a side and a 32-ounce fountain drink for only $5.
Speaking of fountain drinks, here at Eagle Energy Country Store, each time you fill up 10 gallons or more, you get a free fountain drink or coffee, any size we offer. Just show us your receipt and your fountain drink or coffee is on us.
This includes our awesome fresh brewed iced teas. We have a new fresh brewed watermelon tea to help quench your thirst.
Eagle Energy Country Store. We're located on the corner of Highway 46 East and Golden Hill Road, and we're open 24 hours.
A friendly reminder from your friends at Eagle Energy.
Wash your hands and don't be nasty.
Pastor Robles Radio Shack is located at 1171 Creston Road, number 109, since 2018. The National Radio Shack organization is back, providing us with new and additional inventory. This month, we are featuring the supersonic AM/FM shortwave cassette radio with USB, SD card, and Bluetooth input at a price of $34.99. We are also featuring the Nebo flashlights that we have in stock for 14% off. Having received more AA 36 pack alkali batteries, regularly selling for $23.99, are on special at $12.99. This is along with the great customer service, repair, and installation services we provide. Pastor Robles Radio Shack, located at 1171 Creston Road, number 109, since 2018.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics, your Radio Shack dealer in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association and Central Coast Hispanic Business Association present Paso Robles Dia de los Muertos. Today, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the downtown city park. The celebration includes educational and children's activities, food, dance, music, vendors, and more. Paso Robles Dia de los Muertos. Today, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the downtown city park. Admission is free. For more info, call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103.
The carpets may be worn, the lounge chairs may be sagging, but the spirits are high, and Boyd's Tobacco and Elkin Gifts continues to offer the very best selection of premium cigars, pipe tobacco, and accessories on the Central Coast. Visit the Old World Smoke Shop, known as Boyd's Tobacco and Elkin Gifts, 625 Spring Street in Paso Robles. It is as good as there is.
And And welcome back in. You're tuned into Gearhead Radio. I appreciate you being here. Phone lines are open, 805-238-5775. Feel free to interrupt at any time. Or just interject, not interrupt. I'm sorry. That's my apologies. Gotta use the right words. I don't want to offend anybody. Feel free to call in and interject at any time about anything. So today, hot off the press, the barbecue car show fundraiser at the Israel Warbird Museum. I look forward to seeing you there. I'll be on the mic all day once I leave here. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be an exciting day. It's going to be a nice day too. We were talking about batteries. Let's get back into that, because I had some things I want to bring up. If you're looking at maybe, you know, staying on top of the vehicle maintenance game, right? You want to make sure you're staying on top of that kind of stuff. And the battery is an important one, and they're not getting any cheaper. You know, I think most batteries, $140 to $160 just for the battery now. It's very easy to exceed over $200, very easily to get a battery that's over $200. And they last 2 to 3 years. You know, with proper maintenance, you can get them the last 3 or 4 years. You can get your battery last a few years if you maintain it and, you know, keep a trickle charger on it or a battery float charger, you know, something like that. Or if you drive it every day. Keep in mind, too, I think a lot of the reason why most of these new batteries aren't lasting has a lot to do with the vehicle itself. The alternators just aren't, they're not generators, right? And the PCM is designed to only keep just the bare minimum voltage, because they don't want that load on the engine, because that means more fuel is being consumed. So keep that in mind. Good morning. You're on Gearhead Radio.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, good.
I had a question. It's funny you were talking about batteries. I just turned on the radio because I had a question I wanted to ask.
Yeah, nice.
Batteries, would you say, as soon as you start the car, would you say the battery just kind of, once you start the car, the battery just kind of sits in the back burner and there's no reason for it in a sense? Because the alternator takes care of everything?
That's a good question. Yes, but no. So the battery is like it's like a bank, right? And yeah. It's like, and so you always want more deposits than you want to put more in your bank account than you're taking out, right? And so look at it that way. So the battery is like a reserve, right? So as you crank it, it's going to deplete the bank account, and then the alternator is going to refund, right? And so you want to maintain that. If you have an alternator that's failing, then your battery reserve is going to go down, and it's slowly going to start dwindling out. But also, if you don't have a battery and you're only sustaining on the alternator, then you have nowhere to store that extra when you need to fund something, like when it starts. So obviously, without the battery, the vehicle's not going to start. But also, driving down the road, if you're only, you know, using the alternator and you turn your headlights on, your radio on, you got all the electrical stuff going on, there's no reserve to pick up for that. So you can have deviations in voltage, which is going to start affecting all kinds of stuff. So like automatic transmissions, you'll start having shifting problems. The engines with like direct injection, you'll start having runnability problems. So
that's the reason why I was asking the question is because cold cranking amps, if you upgrade, say you got a normal one, it's kind of like 650 cold, whatever, and you get 1,000, is that going to make the car run better?
No.
Or
no. So yeah. So going back to the analogy, if you needed to say this, let's flip the roles here. So if say you needed 1,000 and you only put a 600, so when you crank it, you're taking too much of a deposit out of that battery, and the alternator is never going to catch back up. So there is a possibility you could have some weird issues because the alternator is working way too hard to try to recharge that battery every time, and you're losing your reserve capacity. So in that scenario, you could have a problem. But going the other way is not going to benefit you at all, unless you have you're in like a super cold climate, or the vehicle sits for a really, really, really long time. Sometimes getting 1,000 cold cranking amp battery is good if your vehicle is going to sit for, say, 4 or 5 or 6 months, because you have more reserve built in there. So the battery is going to naturally discharge over time very, very minimally. So obviously, if you want to kind of counteract that and your vehicle takes 600 cold cranking and you know it's going to be sitting for 6 months, well, then you put 1,000 cold cranking, then you'll have a better chance of it firing up right away, and you're not going to have any issues. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So if you have the normal standard battery that your car requires, it doesn't matter if you upgrade or not. If you put a stereo system, you know, like a
That's a great point to bring up. So yes, if you end up upgrading your electronic system, put heated seats, upgrade to power windows, put a big fancy stereo that's like 3,000 watts, then yes, you need to put a higher capacity battery in there, which that allows the battery to have that reserve in there so the alternator can keep up. But then you also need to upgrade your alternator. So if you have 100 amp, you need to, you know, bump it up to say 200 amp. There's a possibility that you might need the capacitor, like a 2 farad capacitor to help the battery, as every time the amplifiers, you know, put a surge out to the subwoofers, they need their own basic little battery. I don't know if you've seen those little round capacitors they put in some of those high-end stuff. So that all, and again, that all just is like a specialty thing where you just got to map out exactly what you got going on and make sure you get it dialed in, right?
Also, I was wondering about, because I always heard, like, it doesn't, but say your battery drains, you left your lights on or something, you get a jump start, you start your car. Will the alternator fully charge the battery back to normal, or should you put on a battery charger?
In theory, no. The battery will not be completely 100% back to a state of charge until you put a tender on it. Now, some of the older vehicles with, you know, generators, that was a possibility. You could get most of the charge, but the state of charge will stay between 85 and 90% after that. That's plenty for your daily life. So you'll never, ever have a problem with that. But if you leave it that way, you are shortening the lifespan of that battery. So if it's ever dead, you really should put it on a battery charger and have it charge, you know, for a long period of time to really build up that state of charge capacity. It will help extend the life of the battery.
All right. Yeah, well, it's funny because I just turned on the radio and I heard you talking about batteries, and I've been wanting to ask this question all week about the battery because I always wondered about the cold cranking amps, if it mattered after you started your car.
Cool. I've had like, so, and it's a really hard blanket statement because I have had vehicles with poor runabilities. I did smog testing for a long time in my early years, and I've had batteries with like bad cells where it'll start the vehicle normally, but the alternator is always working harder than it needs to be to keep that battery charged because one of the cells is damaged. Now, that would then deplete that reserve for the vehicle for the rest of the sensors. So I would have emissions, it would not run right. It would be running too rich or running too lean. There'd be weird problems. We put a new battery in it and it would solve that issue, right? So I have had batteries cause weird drivability issues. Does it work every time? No. But it's just one of those things where it's kind of a gray area where it's really hard to say definitively, you know, yes or no, because I've personally seen that happen, right? And it has a lot to do with just the reserve capacity. If you have the alternator has a load on it constantly, well, that's being ran off the belt, right? That's being ran off the crankshaft. So naturally, it's going to be using, you know, the BTUs or the energy from the crankshaft to turn that alternator. And so, I mean, the whole engine's going to run differently because it's loading that alternator to send a charge back to the battery.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one other question. Sure. Open loop, is that, when you have an open loop, like say, we'll come back to the Mazda now. Well, I hit the pigs, the airbag went off, and the cruise control, all that broke, so I just kind of like disconnected from the harness.
Sure.
And now, it says, there's an open loop right there in that area.
Oh, an open circuit.
What is that bad? I mean, besides the air, I don't have an airbag, so what's an open loop?
Okay, are we talking the wiring, an open circuit, or open loop for like fuel control?
It said it's airbag open loop.
Okay, we're talking about the circuitry. So an open circuit. So an open circuit or a short circuit. That's the two main electrical problems that you have. A short circuit means that the circuit's been shorted. So it's pinched or it's grounded. An open circuit means that it's open. The wire is cut or it's disconnected. And so there's no feedback circuit. So the wire is just open. There's nowhere for it to go.
Okay. So because I don't have the airbag no more because the airbag went off.
Yep.
Is that, So will that make a car run any different? Like,
no.
No?
No, that will have no effect. I mean, I don't know what else is in that circuit. So it is important to know, you know, get a wiring diagram and find exactly what might else be fed through that circuit. But airbag circuits, the SRS or the safety restraint systems in vehicles are 99.9% of the time completely self-contained, and they are not bridged into anything else, especially anything emissions related.
Well, I want to say I read it somewhere, but I can't find it where I thought I read it at. Like, say, like, my brake light fuse, if it's out, that the car will run not as good or something like that. Is that true?
I've had issues with that, and that's kind of a backfeed situation. So I'll give you an example here. The Nissan Sentras, they had an issue with the reverse circuit board and the taillights. So they wired it in so the neutral safety switch, when you put it in reverse, it was hardwired back into that circuit board of the taillight. So what happened was water would get in there, would corrode that taillight circuit, it would backfeed into that range sensor, and it would set codes in the transmission and put the transmission in a limp mode. So, yeah, a reverse taillight was causing the transmission not to shift. That was, I've seen that. So, like I said, it's really important to really get manufacturer-specific data and look up wiring diagrams. And really, I mean, I spend 20 to 30 minutes sometimes just looking through a wiring diagram to see which circuit is tied into what. And then I got to figure out, you know, use my common sense to say, okay, is that a possibility if that was shorted, meaning the wires are tied together, or if that circuit's open, meaning if those, you know, like look at a filament on a light bulb, you know, when a fuse blows or the filament gets blown out, that's an open circuit. There's no connection there. Where shorted is if those two were tied together, that's shorted together.
That's,
right. So that's, yeah, you gotta be able to look at the wiring diagrams and see which is a possibility that could be tied in together. And on that Nissan, that took me about a week to like dive through wiring diagrams and figure out, oh, you know what? That's a possibility. If that taillight circuit's out, it would backfeed 12 volts back through the reverse range sensor into the trans and put it in a limp mode. So
that's good. I'm going to actually do that. But I want to say, because like the testing OEM, whatever, didn't work, and it's actually because the cigarette lighter fuse blown out.
That's right.
It affects that.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call, man. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too.
And on that, I got to take a break. I'll be right back.
Pastor Robles Radio Shack is located at 1171 Creston Road, number 109, since 2018. The National Radio Shack organization is back, providing us with new and additional inventory. This month, we are featuring the Supersonic AM/FM shortwave cassette radio with USB, SD card, and Bluetooth input at a price of $34.99. We are also featuring the Nebo flashlights that we have in stock for 14% off. Having received more AA 36 pack alkali batteries, regularly selling for $23.99, are on special at $12.99. This is along with the great customer service, repair, and installation services we provide. Pastor Robles Radio Shack, located at 1171 Creston Road, number 109, since 2018.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics, your Radio Shack dealer in Pastor Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
If I said remember us, would you know what comes next? I'm not sure, but maybe if I added, hello there, it's Jared. Now you got it. Maybe just a little more help? So here I go. Yes, hello, it's Jared with Hutch Heating and Air. Remember us? Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air of Atascadero at 466-8199. Or look us up on the web at hutchheatingandair.com.
Well, I've got some beds that have a special cover.
This is Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles.
Not only is it latex underneath for comfort and springs for support, but the cover itself is about 5 degrees cooler than the normal mattress. So if you're sleeping hot, now's the time to come in and check these beds out, because they are not only comfortable, but they're nice and cool to sleep on. And the prices definitely are right.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Everything is on sale, so I urge people to come on down and take advantage.
And welcome back. As we get down to the end of the show here, appreciate all the phone calls. Appreciate everyone listening. Another awesome Saturday here. So, if you're just tuning in, got to go over it again. We got the free car show and barbecue going on at the Astraya Warbird Museum today from 11 to 4. Got to get down there here in the next 15 to 20 minutes if you want to get your car registered. We are doing pre-registration. We're doing day of registration. It's $45 if you want to show up, get your car on the car show. That is the suggested donation. More is always good. Less is okay. But get on down there. It's free to get in. You got to pay to get your car on the car show, because we do have trophies. We're going to do an awards ceremony. Yours truly will be on the mic as your MC for the day. So it's going to be a good time. $15 tri-tip sandwich, chips, and a soda or water. Silent auction. I mean, so many great, great things. And all the local businesses around that have come together to put this thing on. We had yours truly from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. Leanne and I helped put this thing together with Napa. Carry at Napa, Allegiance Auto, Auto Limits, Calderon's, G&H Auto Body, Paso Robles Ford, Spring Street Auto, Taps, Team RV. Forgive me if I've missed somebody. But lots of awesome people and volunteers have put this thing together. So you're definitely going to want to get on down there today, 11 to 4 at the Astraya Warbird Museum. So, for the break, we were talking about electrical issues. So let's just end the show with that. I think everyone likes electrical issues, and I think I can give you my recommendations on battery testers. So it all ties together here. So a couple good ones I really like. The Midtronics has been just an absolute tank for us. So the Midtronics battery and electrical system tester, it's a little pricey, but for what we do, testing close to, you know, 120 to 130 batteries a month for the last 3 years. I mean, it's definitely stood the test of time. The printer doesn't work anymore, but it still does a great conductance test. So it doesn't load the battery. It just does a quick conductance test on the battery, test the alternator, and then test how much current it draws to start it, right? So that's important too. You want to make sure that we were talking about cold cranking amps. And that's where like a carbon pile load tester will come in. Now you can get these at Harbor Freight, like $20 or $30 for just a basic carbon pile load tester. And I think that's really all you're going to need. That's what I would recommend to you. Be careful with them, because they do smoke a little bit. It will load the battery. So you want to disconnect the battery, put the clamps on there, and you crank it up to half the cold cranking amps of the battery. So if it's 600, you're going to load it to 300, 300 amps on the tool there, and let it sit for 15 seconds. Now, most of them are pretty fail safe, and it'll beep at you after 15 seconds. And if you leave it on longer than that, then the smoke alarm will go off. So, and it's not that big of a deal. It smokes a little bit at the top, and it beeps at you and tells you to take it off. And you can watch the little needle sweep. It'll show you if it's able to hold it, how long it's able to hold it. I've had a lot of batteries that tested good conductance wise and still had strange starting issues, and then did a carbon pile load test on them, and come to find out it's just a little on the low side. Also, you want to keep in mind when you're testing a battery that the state of charge is full. Now, I talked about when the battery's dead, the alternator really never charges it all the way back to state of charge, and that's what happens. And the conductance tester is good about saying charge and retest. So if a battery comes in, it was just jump started, most of the time the tool will say recharge and then retest. So then we put a charger on it, and then after about 45 minutes or an hour, we retest it. It's the same with the carbon pile load tester too. You want to make sure that the state of charge is 12.5 or higher. That's where it should be sitting. The battery should just be sitting there buzzing about 12.5 at least, at a minimum. Now, when you go to start the vehicle, it tests to see how much load the starter is taking, because that's part of that whole system when I'm talking about reserve capacity and making sure the alternator keeps up. So if you have a starter motor that's starting to fail and the brushes are worn out and it's taking a lot more current to start that engine, then you're depleting the battery further than the alternator can recharge. And it's a vicious cycle. So eventually you get to the point where the battery doesn't have enough reserve, right, to keep restarting the vehicle, because the alternator never really catches back up. So it's important to also know how much that's taking. So when you go to crank the battery or start the vehicle, the battery should never drop below 9.6. That's kind of the magic number. So as you're cranking it, amperage and voltage is related. So as you're using amperage, you're also having a drop in voltage, right? And then the watts is the working. So as that drops, then your watts go up because you have more working power coming out as you're using. I hate to use the word using, but you're using the voltage, and so it's being dropped down. 9.6 is that magic number. I know a lot of this is probably going well above your head, and that's perfectly okay. Exposure therapy. So keep listening to the show every Saturday, and the more you listen to me say this over and over and over, the more it will just sink deep, deep into the back of your head and your brain, and then you'll all of a sudden one day wake up and you're, you know, looking for a job we're hiring, you know, so we'll get you there one way or the other. But it's nice about these tools is you can actually just put the tool on and it'll test yourself. So the two there is the Medtronic conductance. That is about a $600 tool. So I don't know if you need that, but the carbon pile load tester at Harbor Freight, I mean, for $20-$30, you got batteries floating around, put them on a charger, let them charge overnight, and then go out there and just put that load tester on there, and it'll tell you right away if that battery is worth keeping, or if it's time to get rid of that stack of batteries that you've been saving for a rainy day, because they're all garbage now, so you got to get rid of them. And then also the flooded lead acid batteries, if you're going to do maintenance on them, and these are the ones with the caps that take the water, well, you want to make sure you're only using distilled water. If you put hose water or tap water or drinking water or sparkling water in that you will ruin that battery. It has to be distilled water. You do not want hard minerals going into those cells in those batteries. So if you pop those caps off, if you're brave enough to do that, make sure you wear an eye protection. You pop those caps off because you want to top the water off. Do not put hose water in there. That kills those batteries. Calcium in there, it gets calcification. It's not good. So distilled water only. And then make sure after you top them off that you put them on the charger, because you want you want the free radical electrons to start breaking down and turn that water into battery acid. And that's when it strips the ions down and it does its thing in there. I won't go too deep in all that, but that's what it does. So you want to top off the battery with water, distilled water only, and then you put it on a trickle charger and let it charge overnight. Battery maintenance 101. Now, AGM batteries or the glass pack batteries or the sealed batteries, there's no maintenance there. The only maintenance you need to do is get yourself a nice float charger. Just something to keep a small charge on those batteries if they're not being used for more than a month. And that'll help keep that battery in good condition. Or just come on down to Shifting Gears Auto Repair at 1621 North River Road. We'll take care of it for you. I appreciate you listening. Hey, look, I look forward to seeing you today. Stray Warbird Museum, 11 to 4. Be there. We'll be square. See you next Saturday, 9 a.m. Thanks.
Gearhead Radio with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Paso Robles on River Road. You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time, every time. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.